have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the show. It's Wednesday. Manhood Hour is coming up in the third hour. Every Wednesday, third hour, Manhood Hour. Amazing. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. My brand new biblical question for this week, and believe you me, it's a doozy. It is a Mamma Mia, Hola, Si, Señor, Gracias, doozy. What on earth? What's going on earth? What's going on earth? Have you ever wondered that? What is going on? What on earth is going on earth? It is an amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And for the busy people who are the busybodies, you have to get up early in the morning and take your children or child to a public school so they can be traumatized. Or you got to go to work and you're rushing around, or you're making breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Or you maybe just don't have time to sit and watch the show. So you say, hey, I'm just going to podcast later. You could be listening no matter what you're doing and where you are on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 605-605-615. I'm still remembering the old number. What the? 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right, I do appreciate it. A spiritual battle like you can never ever imagine until you get to see what's going on. Really. It's going to really, 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 by me just saying it's a spiritual battle is not enough. It is letting you know that there is something else going on, right? But it's not enough to just to say it. You got to see it. And you can see it if you wanted to. And it will blow your mind, and it will bring you joy and a shock to see it. We've been lied to. We've been lied to. And we got to unlearn everything that we've been taught. The massive of people are being controlled by the few. Isn't that amazing? And the few are being controlled by the father of evil, Satan. They're getting their instructions from the devil, and they're passing those instructions down to you, who are already controlled by the devil, and creating fear, desperation, and a false need. You think you need them. You think you need them because of the fear in you. They use the power of the devil to enhance that fear in you by telling you that we're going to have a war, or the economy is going to crash, or I'm going to save you, or a new disease. You notice how the government always create new diseases, and most of the time, not all the time, they're sexual diseases, and because everybody has sex, except a few, the people who have sex are freaked out because they're afraid they're going to die. Because you had sex and now the disease is out and you're going to die. Or they give you some type of disease that caused you to panic. And when you panic, they got you. Now that you do whatever they tell you to do because you're afraid. And you will pay whatever amount of money they want you to pay to get whatever they say you need for your disease. And you probably don't even have it. And then, or they'll create a war. You know how your bosses always create wars? And who make the money from the war? The military, the government, the representatives. They make buku money off wars while you suffer and die. You send your sons over to war. And you're so proud that your son gone over to war, and you celebrate it. You have no idea that that war should have never happened. It was a created war in order to gain power and wealth, perceived power. But you don't know that because you're not paying attention and you don't really see what's going on. You can see what's going on if you want to, and you're going to be shocked. When you see what's going on. Isn't that amazing? James, have Derek turn that little microphone off. I can hear you guys talking. The thing that he talked to me in my ears with. Amazing, huh? So the Democrats are having their little convention. And they're all excited. Well, may not be there. I hear some voice. They're all excited. They're all excited and they're lying to the people. You hear something? What? You hear something? They are lying to the people. They lie. When I'm quiet, can you hear a voice? Somebody way in the background, way.
I did for a moment, but now that I have the headphones on, I hear nothing.
But you heard it for a moment?
I thought I did.
Before you put the headsets on?
Right, I thought I heard it from over here.
Oh, okay.
I hear nothing so far.
Thank you, Nick. The anchor baby fixing it. It's, they're lying to the people. And look at the masses of Democrats who attended the little rally last night. I didn't watch it. I just watched the sound bites. They are so excited. They have been saved by evil people. Evil people have been saved by evil people in their mind. In their mind. And the politicians and those who are working on behalf of the politicians one by one are getting up there and they're lying to the masses. And the masses are sighted. They can't see. They don't know. Even though they know that they are broke, they are spending extra unnecessary money. They know that crime is out of control. They know that the borders are wide open, and as a result, it's a mess. And all Americans are being affected by it, except the bosses. They know that something's wrong, but the bosses get up there and they tell them, well, I'm going to save you. It ain't us. It's Trump. Trump is doing that. And we're not going to mention that in the last almost four years now. We haven't done anything about it. If Trump had done it, we haven't fixed not one thing. We sent your money to Ukraine. And the masses celebrate. And they applaud and they smile and they shout, we love you. It's being reported that Joe Biden is ticked that they forced him out. And they treated him poorly at this little convention thing they're having. When he spoke Monday night, I'm being told around almost 11 something at night. The old man up at 11 at night trying to speak. They put him on the back burner. And they come out and smile to the masses. And the masses smile back. And you ask most of them, what have the Democrats done? What have they done to make your country better, to make it a little easier for you? And no one can name anything. They say what they hear the masses say, the bosses say, and the media, well, she gonna do it. They are blind, and they cannot see. Here's a quote-unquote an example of what I'm talking about. Kamala Harris' husband, Doug, praised his blended family and Kamala Harris as leader. Watch this from CNN.
Hello to my big, beautiful, blended family up there. I love you so much.
And they applaud.
And a special shout out to my mother. I see you. My mother is the only person in the whole world who thinks Kamala is the lucky one for marrying me. And to Kamala, honey, I can't wait for you to come back to Chicago. I love you so much. I'm so proud of how you're stepping up for all of us. But that's who she is. Kamala rises to the occasion. And she did it for me and our family.
Wow.
And now that the country needs her, she's showing you what we already know. She's ready to lead. She brings both joy and toughness to this task. And she will be a great president we will all be proud of.
And the massive applaud, a weak, pathetic male. His mama, and then his other mama, Kamala Harris. He praised them, and the massive praised him for being weak. They can't see. They don't see that this man, this male, is a mama's boy. And that his mama hate him, Kamala Harris hate him, his children hate him, he's no good. He's not leading his family. He's not the light of his family. He's pathetic. He is willing to continue, because it sounds like he said Kamala, she saved him. She stepped up to the plate. It sounds like he hates the order of God and Christ, Christ and man over woman over children. And do you believe me now when I say my country is not coming back? You have males who are now praising women, females, for leading them. Out in the public, the whole world can see. Can you imagine how his children, I think it's been reported, allegedly he had children by another wife before Camilla. Can you imagine? Yeah, it's been said he has children already, right? Can you imagine how the suffering that they're going through because their father is weak? And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that they have money. It doesn't matter they live in a big house somewhere, wherever they're living. The soul is still suffering and yearning for the father. But the father is weak and unconscious and don't know what's going on. He prays to woman. What a sick mama's boy. And I believe somewhere I read or heard that Camilla said they call her Mamala, or something dumb like that. The kids, I believe, are white. Camilla is, we don't know. Those are kids.
Correct. I'm trying to show you Ella Emhoff specifically here, which is Doug Emhoff's daughter, stepdaughter of Kamala Harris.
That's Doug's daughter?
That's Doug's daughter.
See, look how unhappy she looked.
You know what's funny about that, actually? There is a lot of people who say that, and they look at, some would say that she acts out with what she wears on social media.
She's wearing what she feels on the inside. Look at her. She looked miserable. Might not be, but she looked miserable. That's from town and country. That picture. Look at her. She looked worn down already, unhappy.
She does kind of look like that in a bunch of these photos.
She looked defeated. Skinny.
You'd say so?
What?
She's being fashion forward, but I can look see at her. That, too.
I can see the darkness in her eyes.
Yeah.
And her movement, her body gesture and everything. She hungry. Look how skinny she is.
She hungry.
and her father is in the public telling everybody how weak and pathetic he is. His mama and his other mama, Camilla.
She did jump in to protect her dad and mom on social media. They were saying, oh, that's not a real family or something like that. And she was like, how can she be childless about Kamala Harris? Because they're saying she's childless. She's like, she's not childless. I'm her beautiful daughter, like defending her.
That's not a real family. A blended family is not a real family. So she was trying to protect Camilla?
Correct.
Oh, Lord. That's not a real family. A real family is a husband and wife with their own children. That's a real family. Everything else is fake. You can call it whatever you want, but that's not what it really is. A real family is a husband and wife with their own children, not stepchildren, not blended children, not whatever kind of children. A real family is a father and mother with their own children together. And you can put titles on everything, and the world does that. If you notice, they put titles on everything to cover up. And then they get mad when other people put titles on their thing. They're mad at the men, the males who want to play female sport. And those males call themselves transgenders or something like that. But they call themselves blended family, and they call themselves all kind of different names. That's her son?
Correct. This is her son.
Here. Look, poor guy.
He looks just like Doug.
He doesn't look like him.
You know, I think people would hear you and be like, whatever, Jesse. But this is actually really interesting because think about it. He said that Kamala saved him. So wait.
Right.
His first family broke up. He already has kids. He's already an adult. His kids are already older. So what does she save you from? Your, like, emotions.
From mama's love. You're right. Emotions. Can you imagine listening to your father saying some black woman saved him? Your father said, whether you're black or white, your father saying that. How do you look at him in the face hearing him say that? But that's, now do you believe me when I say my country is not coming back? The men are weak, weaker and weaker and weaker. I don't care. They're weak. Mama's boys, angry. I said on Sunday that the devil is neither male nor female. Evil spirits are neither male nor female, but yet they're male and female. And what it means is that evil spirits are neither male nor female, but they live in male and female bodies. They take on human forms, right? And they live in male and female bodies. And if you really, really were working on yourself and could truly see what's going on, you would see the evil spirits living in human forms because you will see it in you. You will overcome it once you see it in you, but you will see it. And you will see that this angry, desperate spirit is wicked. And men today are living it out as bad as women are because it came from the woman. When the child was born, it was born through the woman, right? And that spirit passed on from the mother. But men, at one time when I was growing up, they kind of knew that they were acting like their mothers, acting angry, and overreacting. And acting like a female. And they would correct each other when they do it, or the father or somebody would correct, and they would stop. But now it's being encouraged to the max. And as it's being encouraged, can you imagine? Think about that. Evil is being encouraged by way of anger, by way of emotions, by way of up and down emotions, doing so-called good or bad. Society, America, is now encouraging evil. And evil is on a rampage right now. For example, according to USA Today, a Michigan man is charged with first-degree murder after the shooting of a 35-year-old father who lived in his neighborhood, say, police. The confrontation started after his daughter touched the mulch. The confrontation started after his daughter touched the mulch in the suspect's yard, according to a tweet from Michigan GOP. Watch this from Fox 2.
Devereaux Johnson surrendering to police, repeating praise to God Almighty after allegedly shooting and killing his neighbor last Saturday. And on Monday, he's charged with murdering Nathan Morris. The Michigan GOP, who Nathan is affiliated with, put out a statement saying Johnson pulled a gun on the victim after his young daughter touched mulch in his yard while on a walk. Nathan apparently sent his family home and went to defuse the situation with Johnson, but was murdered instead. That has not been confirmed by police. Canton police did confirm Johnson instigated the argument, then after the shooting barricaded himself in his home while officers tried to save Nathan. He died at the hospital.
Fear, anxiety, you know, like I say, 34 years quiet neighborhood, never an episode like this ever.
Johnson lived in this neighborhood for 12 years and had multiple contacts with Canton PD for assaulting neighbors and other incidents of him assaulting police officers. Nathan has two daughters, 5 and 2 years old, works at Ford as an engineer, and recently got into politics, where he's affiliated with the Michigan GOP in Wayne. Their statement on X went on to say, quote, Nathan is one of those few guys who are near perfect. He would do no harm and think no harm.
Amazing. See what anger can do? And anger is being encouraged now. They tell you, you need anger for power. And there's no power in anger, by the way. You need anger for this and that. Jesus was angry, they tell you. It's mind-blowing to me, and I understand it. But it's mind-blowing to me, and I understand it, meaning I understand why they do it. You're so blind and so lost that you truly believe that anger is justified. Though, if you would just pause for a moment, for a second, for a minute, look what anger is doing to you. Look what it makes you think and feel. Look how it causes you to overreact or underreact. Look what it's doing to your children. Look what it's doing to your relationship. You and your husband don't get along, or your living, or your boyfriend, or whatever, girlfriend. You're not getting along. You're not getting along. Why? It's abnormal not to get along. You're not getting along because you're angry. You're given to wicked spirits who have created a home in you, in your mind and emotions. And they're not going to let you get along with anyone. They'll let you fake it in the beginning, but it can't last. They need to live off you. The wicked demon spirit, they need humans to live in. And they need to keep you miserable so that they can feel life. They have no life. They can't feel life. They have been separated from God. They have been separated from the kingdom of heaven. When God and Satan had that war, he threw Satan out and disassociated with him. And separated him from love, from God. And demons have no identity. They're just wicked, evil, nasty spirits. And they're working through you. They before you let them in, they have no form, right? So they go make a home in a human being, and they have a human form. And they destroy the person that they made a home in, and anyone that's around you that don't know what's going on. Why don't you wake up? You're not in control. You're not going to make that relationship work. You already know it, idiot. Anyone that try to make any relationship work, marriage or whatever, it ain't going to work. It's abnormal. You can't make it work. You're blind. The more you try to make it work, the worse it gets. The more the woman does for the man, the worse he gets. The more the man does for the woman, the worse she gets. Have you noticed that? And you're like, why? I'm doing all I can do. It's only getting worse. CNN, and so this man, according to the report, shot and killed this man, overreacting over a stupid flower, or whatever mulch is. CNN's report, Ella
Emhoff
called her mother and father and Camilla a three-headed parenting machine. I bet she does. Three-headed me of the devil. She didn't say that, but of evil. Quick break. I think the clock is off again. But a quick break. I'll come back to your phone calls and super chats. You are possessed, people, and you're being controlled.
Hey, listen, before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. The silent prayer. You know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces. Like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Turner. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing, man.
I'm an anti-racist, and I'm
a... Beta! 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 Beta!
Toughen up, Soy Jack. Get your protein from a non-liberal soy. Try apple jerky. Amazing!
Wow. It really is. Amazing!
Amazing! Amazing!
Amazing. Go to BigClubUSA.com to order Alpha Jerky now. Become a man. Become Alpha.
Big Club USA, check it out. Big Club Alpha Jerky. Good. Amazing. The Hake Report is coming up at 9. Huh? Yeah. Sorry about being distracted. I hear a sound coming in my headset. They're working on it though. Technology. Okay, where was I? I forgot. Oh, the Hake. Oh, coming from Hake Computer. Huh? He's laughing on. What a setup in there. Yeah, like he don't know what's going on. Hake. Anyway, we got it resolved. Okay, another computer was on. what am I saying? Hake is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. For those who have not heard the Hake Report, you owe one time to hear it. And once you hear it once, it's like once you go black, you can't go back. You won't be able to go back once you hear the Hake Report. Once you hear the HakeReport.com at 9, from 9 to 11 a.m. And then Joel Friday TV, Monday through Thursday. Wow, did you hear the show yesterday? What the? It was interesting. Mind-blowing. And then at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. Talking about, you got to know how to rumble. He rumbles. He shake up the world every day. Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific time. The American Naked Baby. Check them out. Let me go to the busy phones here. Let's go to Serge out of Texas. Serge, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jesse. Good morning.
Good morning.
Jesse, I wanted to ask you, how do we handle our daughters at 18? Do we put them out the house? You know, do we encourage them to – how do we encourage them to live?
I'm not a big fan of ladies leaving home like that. I know nowadays they have no other choice because they're not going to get a husband for the most part. But I'm not a big fan of because women need to, when they leave their father, they should be taken over with their husbands who take the place of the father. I'm not a big fan of it, but now that things are so different and the women cannot rely on the man, I would treat my daughter in the same way I treat my son. I would have prepared her to work and save her money, encourage her to buy a home, and just work on herself. And if it meant for her to get married, it would happen naturally. If not, she would still be fine. I would definitely raise them both the same, boys and girls.
Interesting. And I agree, but I lean a little bit more towards the first part, just her going from my house to her. To her husband's, because I noticed like once they start getting their own, they start formulating their own. It's a lot difficult for them to follow their husband's rules because they create their own.
Well, if they've been raised right with perfect love, they won't do that. Even if they went out,
that's true.
Even if they went out and they bought a home, they had a job, they ran a business, because they have returned to the father. That ego nature would not be a problem for them.
That's true. I have noticed that. I've noticed that some girls, not a lot, but that job don't mean nothing. They'd be like, if I had a husband, this job would go. And I'd be like, wait a second, you got like 18 degrees. And they're like, yeah, they'd all go. So yeah, they all don't get an ego out of it. So
well, it's rare that you find, really rare, that you find a woman that has been raised in the right way. And most of them, even though they're Christians or non-Christians, they are not going to want to let it go because they have not, their fathers have been weak and their mothers they've been controlled by their mothers. So it's hard to find a woman who is willing to let all that go. Thank you, sir. I got to run.
True.
I appreciate it,
thank
buddy.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank
all
you,
right.
Man.
Bye for now.
I know. It's hard to find women like that because the men are weak. We just showed you a weak man. Camilla's husband, weak. Kamala Harris' husband. So it's hard to find women who are willing to let that go. But is it Renee?
Yeah.
Out of Texas. Renee, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you, sir. How are you doing this morning?
All is well. Thanks for calling.
So I just wanted to get your thoughts and your opinion on something.
Okay.
I was watching a little bit of the DNC yesterday, about as much as I can stomach, but I was reminded by something that I hadn't really thought about since I was a younger man, but I've always wondered, what is it about the Democratic Party, the liberal side of things, that so many celebrities, music people, are just so drawn to that side, they back that side, they unify for that side. Like, what is it about that party, in your opinion, that they all tend to migrate to? I don't know. You know, the only thing I can think of is because of they're a product of their environment, maybe, that they're all from the California, Hollywood side, that's just kind of what it is over there. But I often thought that as a young man, and as I got older, kind of think about it anymore. But then I got reminded last night, is like, what is it about it? You know, so I was just trying to get your opinion on what you think that might be.
Renee, without a doubt, no doubt at all, they have made a deal with the devil. They have sold their souls to the devil, and the devil they made the deal that they want to be popular and famous. They don't want any rules. They don't want to follow God. They want to do whatever they want to do. They want to be recognized. And the government and others have agreed to that. And they use them and they keep them out there. So they're supporting a party that is has made a deal with the devil and not with God.
Yeah. So a lot of it you think is basically evil in nature.
100%. Look what they agree with everything that's wrong. Some people, you're not going to agree with everything that's wrong, right? But the entertainers and the politicians agree with everything that's wrong. Abortion, whatever that you come up with, they say yes to it because they desire power and wealth, perceived power and wealth over what is right. So they have made a deal with the devil. And if you know, I don't know if you noticed or not, but even the Republican Party are becoming like that as well. There are some Republican ways, somewhere you can't find them, who have not agreed with the devil. But the rhinos and most Republican representatives have agreed with the devil, too.
Yeah. Yeah. That's an interesting take.
Yeah. It's and when you want power, and all human beings in the fallen state want power, the smallest, if you can compare and call someone small, the smallest meaning the poorest person on earth want the same power that the richest person on earth. That's why they fight one another. That's why they argue. They're arguing over power. They want control. If they didn't, there would be no argument. There would be no fights. There would be peace on earth. But they made a deal with the devil.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. You know, it's that, you know, the whole Hollywood, California, like, it's just such debauchery, and just that's where evil lives, man. And it makes sense. You know, that's where they want to be, because that's where they've, you know, committed themselves to.
And not just Hollywood, but the whole entertainment industry, movies, singing, dancing, whatever it is, they have made a deal with the devil. And the bosses, the government happily accommodates them. They give them what they want. They put them in front of a camera and say, look, this entertainer agrees with me, and all kind of stuff. It's evil. That's why I'm trying to encourage people to wake up so they can see what's truly going on. It's evil.
Yeah, yesterday I was watching the DNC, and I just couldn't stomach anymore after they were announcing the delegates, and then Hawaii says something like, the first, you know, state to legalize abortion, and all the cheers in the crowd. And I was like, man, this is just ridiculous. I can't take it anymore. I can't fucking take it.
Just think Think about this, Renee. At the Democratic convention right now, they have a bus, according to a report, that was taken there by Planned Parenthood, and they'll perform vasectomies at abortion on site. And they are, as you said, hundreds of women there and some men are cheering on the idea that you can kill the child in the womb. They have made a deal with the devil. And the devil will betray them.
Men. Those are the betas.
Yeah, absolutely. And the devil will betray. Have you noticed that the devil always betray you? Whenever you make a deal with the devil, he will betray you. But that's what's going on, man.
Well, I appreciate the call. I mean, I appreciate you taking the call.
Absolutely.
Good insight.
Amazing call.
Keep up the good work.
I will. Thank you, Renee.
Okay.
888-7753-773. You think you're in control, and you're not. I can prove to you that you're not in control, and you can test it. You can say to yourself, I know I'm in control. Jesse lying. I am in control. I know I'm in control. I make my own thoughts. I make my own decisions. I do what I want to do. I can prove you wrong. Here's the proof. Make yourself never get angry again. Make yourself never feel a negative, evil emotion again. Make yourself have clear thoughts all the time. Do it. Make yourself never be lonely again, or have fear, or doubt. Go ahead. Go right on. I'll wait. Make yourself never fight with another person again about anything. I'll wait. I am waiting and waiting and waiting. Make your marriage work or relationship work. Go ahead. Make it work. I'll wait. You said you're in control. You said you made your own decision. Go ahead. Make your own decision. See what happens. Oh, God. We're not in control, folks. And the government knows it. They know you're not in control. Look what Renee just brought out, a good point. Abortion. They're celebrating abortion like it's homemade biscuit with eggs over easy, fried bacon, and honey a syrup. Or some grits. Throw a few grits in there. That's what abortion is. It's been reported that most women are supporting Kamala Harris because of abortion. And the one thing I noticed about white educated women, white educated women love abortions. They love abortion. You tell them, come on over, there's an abortion party, they'll be there. But you tell them to come on over and celebrate saving a life from abortion, they ain't going to show up. What the? 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to, there's one line open. Jaden out of California. Jaden, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
What's up, Jesse?
All is well, Jaden. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. I got a quick question just because it's manhood day.
Okay.
Is it okay to do what is deemed as bad stuff, like drugs, like meth and Adderall, all this stuff? If you're just doing it every, like, once in a while, kind of like when you drink the coffee, you're not drinking the coffee like a drug. You just drink it to have fun, right? Is it okay to do that stuff if you don't make it like your God?
Well, if you're doing it, you are making it your God because it's keeping you unconscious. And you're doing it because you want to be unconscious. You can't handle reality.
But meth makes you more conscious, makes you more awake.
I promise you, not one drug makes you awake.
What the?
There's no such thing as a drug making you awake. And I've heard it over and over the years. I even know drug addicts who say
So why do you drink coffee then?
I know drug. Let me finish that first, and I'll respond to that. I know drug addicts who say they'll wait when they are drugs or whatever. And
I know you're talking about that. Yeah.
But they're not awake. But they make you feel. And you say, why do you drink coffee?
Right.
The reason that we use to drink it is for the energy.
Right. That's what I'm saying. But like with meth instead.
I wouldn't recommend you do it for that reason, Jaden, but you want to, even if you drink coffee in an unconscious state, it's going to have the same effect on you that drugs will have on you.
So anything that makes you go unconscious is bad then?
It's evil, yes. Because it keeps you away from the light.
Wow. Okay. That's easy, bro. I just have, when you were just talking before I joined, about control anger.
Right.
If you can control yourself.
Right.
You know, I was taught when I was doing door-to-door sales, I was taught by the missionaries that you're not supposed to get rid of the anger. You're supposed to just not listen. You're supposed to be angry and not do it, because that gives you, that's what patience is. But you're saying that you should get rid of the anger altogether.
Absolutely. They lied to you. Anger is an evil spirit. It's worse than what I have expressed, Jaden. Anger is evil spirits, and they are the nature of evil. They're the nature of Satan, and they have made a home inside of your body, and they live through you, and they make you think that it is you. So maybe that's why the missionary people told you that, because they are angry, and they think that it's them. But when you become aware, it's the awareness, the spirit, the light of God that will cause them to depart from you. And if God had wanted you to be angry, why would he take it away from you?
That's what I'm saying. I agree with what you're saying. But it's just, they were like, well, yeah, even if that's true, where's the challenge if you take it away versus if you overcome it every day, and you have to be patient every day to, like, you know what I mean? Like, overcome it, if that makes sense.
No.
Oh, wow. So you can just get rid of it fully?
You personally can't get rid of it at all. But when you recognize that there is something that's driving you, and it make you think and do the things that you don't want to do and react and have fear and all that, when you see it and admit that you see it, it will be taken away from you fully. It would not even be in your body, because it's in the mind and in the emotions of human beings. It's not them, but it presents itself as you.
And you think that fear comes from anger, or is it the other way around?
Without a doubt.
Oh, okay.
It is the nature. Anger is the nature of evil.
So if I get rid of my anger, I'll be able to do door-to-door sales without being fearful of whenever I go up to the door, they have a big dog, like, barking.
Well, you may have practical fear in that. You want to be aware that there might be a dog so you can protect yourself. But you would not have that fear that tells you, oh, you're not going to get this sale, you're not going to get that sale.
Right, that's a fuck, yeah.
This is going to happen.
Really?
That would not be in your mind or body at all. You wouldn't even think of that.
Wow. I'm going to go back there. I'm going to try it. when I did it like a month ago, I was not following your silent prayer. I was so exhausted every day that I could not do the silent prayer. And I suffered. But I want to know, is there a way, because door-to-door sales, just real quick, it's like you have to like emotionally, kind of be emotional.
Can you hold one moment?
Your stuff, right?
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on, buddy. Let me take a quick break. Did the clock get worse or what? Okay. Okay. I'm looking at the clock on the wall. It's up. This hour is up. When I come back, we'll finish. We'll get back to your calls and your super chat. Hate news, not the faint news. I'll be back in a moment. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to rebuildingtheman.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of the J.C. Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, August 21st. Happy Men's History Month, AD 2024. The lines, there is one line open, guys. You can call in right now to get on hold, to get on air with JLP during Hate News, Not Fake News. Commie Nonsense Network CNN reports the launch of Boeing's long-delayed 777X aircraft has encountered another problem, oh Lord, forcing the company to pause testing. Not even testing. It's another setback for the airplane maker, which is already embroiled in a safety crisis after a door plug or a plug door, whatever, blew off that 737 MAX flight earlier this year, mid-flight. Terrible. And also they're having problems in space, allegedly, with their Starliner. And meanwhile, in the DNC in Chicago, the worst president in the history of America, Barack Hussein Obama, and his former first lady, not very ladylike, Big Mama Michelle Obama, and the so-called second gentleman, embarrassing, Doug Emhoff, were the big speakers Tuesday. You heard Doug Emhoff earlier this hour, the clips of him gushing over Kamala and his mother at the Democrat National Convention in Chicago. The Obamas delivered an impassioned call. Passion is all they have, not sense, to American voters, so-called American voters, and they pledged to continue their efforts to help the so-called vice president cackling Kamala Harris in the final 11 weeks of her presidential campaign. Just 11 weeks. Wow. Doug Emhoff used his speech to show a personal side of Kamala Harris, who doesn't have his last name for some reason, whom he described as the anchor of their family, according to CNN. While Kamala skipped night two of the DNC to campaign in Milwaukee, that's where the RNC was the other month, she symbolically accepted the party's presidential nomination after delegates at the convention held a ceremonial roll call. The speaker lineup today includes Kamala Harris's running mate Tim Walz and former President Bill Clinton. Oh, Lord, they're bringing up the skeleton. And former House Speaker Nervous Nancy Pelosi. What a mess. Chicago, meanwhile, outside of the DNC, large protests erupting outside the Democrat National Convention this week, including clashes with police in the streets of Chicago. Crews set up an additional line of security fences in the area Tuesday, a day after a group of so-called pro-Palestinian demonstrators rallying against U.S. support for Israel for its war against Hamas breached a barrier in the United Center. What a mess. Tuesday's protests also saw some tense moments outside the Israeli consulate in Chicago. Wow. Where protesters and police in helmets began pushing and shoving. A CNN crew observed it. Hundreds of officers have been taken to the streets, clearing the roadway and the sidewalks. It's unclear how many arrests have been made Tuesday, but multiple people appeared to be detained by the police. Yeah, take them down. Nice. And a little update on RFK Jr., Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is considering dropping out of the 2024 race, according to CNN, and endorsing our greatest president, Donald J. Trump. That's according to his running mate, Nicole Shanahan, saying in an interview on Tuesday. Wow. Tell a woman. She framed the decision as an effort to reduce the risk of Vice President cackling Kamala Harris becoming president, arguing that RFK Kennedy pulls more votes from Trump than from Harris. When asked about the role of Kennedy could play in the future Trump administration, this Nicole Shanahan gal, speculated that her running mate may be open to taking a role as Secretary of Health and Human Services. Wouldn't that be nice? Whoa, that would be interesting. I doubt Trump would do it. Trump said Tuesday he would certainly be open to Kennedy playing a role in his administration. This comes as new filings also show he's facing dwindling campaign resources. That's Kennedy. What a mess. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. Manhood Hours in the third hour. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-775-3773. Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse, my biblical question, what's going on earth? What's going on earth? Have you ever wondered that? What a mess on earth. Don't you ask, what in the world is going on? You can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad, no matter where you are. If you don't have the time to just sit and watch it, you podcast, of course. But you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate, and we're going to get to your super chats here in a minute. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Okay, I want to go back to the phones. Happy Men's History Month, by the way. August is Men's History Month, and August will always be Men's History Month. I was thinking about Serge's call earlier about his 18-year-old daughter. What do you do? Does she leave home or what? In the good old days, daughters stayed home until they got married. But while raising them, they were taught to cook, sew, iron, and do the things they need, and to work. And then, lo and behold, they end up, for the most part, most end up getting married. That is almost not even possible today. So you have, and the girls were raised just as the boys were, too. They were not as tough with the girls as the boys, right? But the boys, they were raised to be independent. And that, if you don't get married, you got to take care of yourself. Buy a house, do the same thing men got to do to function and live in this earth. All right? So prepare your kids while growing up. And when they turn 18, they'll decide what they want to do, if they want to stay or leave. Because once they turn 18, 19, you can't make them stay home, though some parents do. But anyway, I want to go back to Jaden, and there's a line open at 888-775-3773. And Jaden had a question about work, I believe. Am I right, Jaden?
Yep.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll finish up real quick. Basically, so I do door-to-door sales.
Yeah. Right?
I sell pest control door-to-door.
Uh-huh.
And so part of our strategy is we get in the backyard with the person and we start negotiating, right? Negotiating the price. And I was just asking, is it wrong? Because when I'm on the doors, I realize it's happened to this emotional thing to get people to sell. Like, one time I was really, like, down. Like, I was on, like, the last, like, negotiation I could do, possible lowest. And I had to, like, dig deep into myself to find, an emotional moment that made me sad. So I started to cry a little bit, and I was like, man, trust me, you're going to want to buy this. Like, you know.
So you were crying while talking to the person that might buy the product?
Because then they're like, whoa, this guy, like, cares so much, I should buy from him. And it almost worked. I almost got him. But is that wrong to do? Because I'm, like, getting the emotions,
yeah,
but it's only for the job. Okay,
it is. Right. It is deceptive.
So no more acting. I can't act.
Here's what I recommend for you. Now you got to use what you got, I guess. But if you were free of emotions, you weren't in your head, you weren't listening to those thoughts, you would go in there a free man. And you would know your product really well. And if you know that your product works for the person, the spirit that will come from you while presenting the product to the customer will always win. Because you are...
Like my aura?
What?
Like my aura?
The spirit of... yeah. Because your aura be that of God. And you...
And so
you would be selling a product that you know worked. You wouldn't be trying to rip the person off. You would be honest with the customer, and that sells better than the fake, phony emotional stuff because you're deceiving the customer.
Right. Dude, that's so right. Because if Jesus came up to me on my door and started selling me, like the aura I would feel, I would just buy like instantly. If Jesus
Absolutely.
Said it, right?
Absolutely.
So, dude, I'm going to make so much money. Thank you, Jay. Thank you.
All right, man. So do the silent prayer, overcome thoughts and feelings, and you'll be fine.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll donate when I get the money.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
Peace.
Let me know how it goes. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Europe, heard around the world, and talk to Obadu, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling.
I have a question. Absolutely. I have a question about feeling shy and socially anxious and very much uncomfortable around people, and I've been trying to overcome this in the past 5 years, but that awful feeling inside is very, very much persistent. And when I'm talking to someone, it feels like I can't connect to that person, and like words won't come out, and it makes me, I don't know, somehow uncomfortable. And I would like to ask you, like, how would I be able to overcome this? Like, what should I do to overcome this social anxiety or self-conscious feeling?
Come out of your thoughts. Come out of your head. Stop believing thoughts and emotions. It will disappear completely. Because all you're doing is believing a false you. You're listening to voices in your head. You're overreacting and you're acting out. But if you were to overcome the thoughts, it would be impossible to feel that way because the thoughts would not be in you. And if it's not in you, you can't act out something that's not there. You got to overcome the thoughts.
Mm. And
your mind is possessed. If you notice, don't forget your question, but if you notice, whenever you interact with others, your first thoughts are what they're going to think about me. How am I looking? How am I reacting?
Exactly.
Listening to the spirit of evil, and they are deceiving you because they want you to feel and overreact so that they can get a joy by making you suffer so they can feel alive. Because they have no life. They have been detached from God, and so they have no life, and they live through human beings and make human beings suffer so they can have life. They can feel like life. You're listening to spirits in your head.
So that means when I'm going to talk to someone tomorrow at work, for example, I just have to be not attached or very much not caring about how not caring about the way they will react and perceive me, just trying to be myself without worrying about, because I've tried this, but it's very, very much persistent, that awful feeling. I don't know why.
And so your question is what now?
Yeah, so basically when I will talk to people, for example, tomorrow at work, I should just be, I'm not trying to please them, even if they will not like it, or it's about like people pleasing.
Here's what I recommend you do, and it's going to work if you do it. Tomorrow when you go to work, what time is it there now?
Well, it's like 5:10 p.m. in the evening.
Wow. How was your day? That's amazing. But here's what I recommend you do. I want you to do this, encourage you to do this, and if you do it, it's going to blow your mind. When you go to work tomorrow or you got to approach the people at work, if you're thinking about how they perceive you, what they're thinking, and blah, 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 just notice, watch that you're thinking that, but don't do anything about it, and talk to them anyway. Just say what you have to say or present what you have to present, and let the feeling stay there. Live with it, and it'll be taken away from you. But you will also see that it's not you. Those were never your thoughts and feelings. You just think that is you. And they will be taken away from you.
So just staying with that horrible feeling until it goes away and not trying to run from it and just saying what comes to my mind, basically.
100%. 100%. Don't run away from the feeling. All you need to do is see it. Watch it, but just watch it. But yet, if you got to talk at work about lunch, or if you want to talk about work, or just talk about the work anyway, and never mind what you're thinking and feeling, because they're not your thoughts and feelings anyway.
Well, okay. I will certainly do that.
And if you stay with it, all you really, what I want you and other people speaking through you, those who want it, your only problem is that you're unconscious and you believe that you're your thoughts and feelings. And you're not, but you believe it and you're acting upon it, overreacting. And that's what the spirit of evil wants you to do, because it needs to live. It needs life, and they can't have life unless they live through the human form. They're living in human beings. But God, the truth, the light, would take the darkness, those spirits, out of you, away from your mind and body, if you let him do it.
Okay. I will stay present, Jesse.
Yeah, that's all you need to do is stay present. And still talk about your work. Go have lunch with people. No word about what you... Just pay attention to what's going on in your mind about it, but don't do anything about it. And just continue to be yourself. Let me ask, how do you pronounce your name?
So it's, you say Ovidiu, like Ovidiu.
Ovidiu, Ovidiu.
Yes, Ovidiu, yes.
Oh, I thought it was like you overdue for your bill. Are they still fighting over there?
Well, I don't know. Romania is kind of a decent place because it's like here in what Eastern Europe, we don't have a lot of nonsense. But we still have issues and problems, but it's not that difficult.
Oh, so it's better in Eastern Europe than it is over in the other part?
Well, somehow, yes, because people here are more conservative generally, and they kind of understand how important values, good values are.
Oh, good. So do they have the Ala'u Aba people and the people from Africa there?
No, we don't. We're actually a 99% white country.
Whoa!
So, yeah.
That's where the white people are going. I'll be there next week. That's amazing.
Well, you can. You're always welcome, Mike. If you want to come, yeah.
So absolutely, man. 99% white?
Yes. Yes, actually 99% white.
Wow.
Yeah, it's very it's kind of rare nowadays, but yes.
Are there gypsies there?
Yeah, actually they're gypsies, like the 1% or less than 1%, but a lot of them are working, and there are some people who cause trouble, that's true, but it's somehow getting better because the laws here are kind of strict, very conservative,
uh-huh.
And it keeps them in check.
Wow. I remember the gypsies used to eat up all the cats and the dogs in the neighborhood, and then they leave.
Yeah, so yeah, like half of them are kind of problematic, but
yeah,
we're handling them well.
99% white. That is beautiful. That's amazing. Overdue. So listen, I got to run, but let me ask. Are you doing the silent prayer?
Yes, I'm kind of doing it. I'm trying to stay pretty much present.
So are you doing it every day and every night?
Yes, I'm doing it every day, even when I am at work. And I've been following you for the past, like, 6 years or so.
Oh, okay. And
even the church.
Nice. Thank you. But let me ask.
Absolutely.
So I want you to, right now then, all you got to do is practice staying present and stop calling those insecurities, those false identity you. Don't say, I feel fear, or I feel this when I'm around people. Or, I feel that. It's not you. That's what the spirits want you to believe that is you, so that you won't get rid of them. You are not, you definitely feel those spirits in your body, but it's not you. And you hear the thoughts in the mind. So don't call them you, unless you're communicating consciously with someone. You're telling me, I feel this. You're aware of what you're saying. But don't call them you ever again.
Yeah.
And that way you won't identify, you'll stop identifying with them.
Yeah, it's definitely very tricky. They're very tricky because they make you call them you.
Yes. They make you call them you, and they make you overreact to them when you don't catch the thought and you feel the pain, the emotion. They make you overreact to them as well.
Yeah, it's like you almost freeze, like you don't know what to say. You are mentally paralyzed. Like words will not come out, and you feel very somehow embarrassed and shy and awkward, like very awkward. That's the problem.
I totally understand it, man, but I promise you, I'm not making it up. I'm not guessing it. I'm not saying it because somebody else told me. It's not you. And it's not even in you. It's in the mind and the body emotions when you don't catch the thought. But it's not you at all, not one iota you at all.
Okay, Jesse.
I wish you well, man.
I will
man.
Stay present.
Oh, yeah, that's all you got to practice doing now is staying present and allow yourself to be in situations where you normally would feel uncomfortable. You want to talk to somebody, you want to go to lunch with somebody. Allow that to happen and notice how you're feeling, but do what you got to do anyway. Because the people
right.
don't know
okay,
the people don't know you're feeling uncomfortable until you act it out. In your head, you're feeling that way, and in your body, but they don't know it unless you overreact and start acting uncomfortable. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so I should be worried less about the way they see me. And
you should worry zero. Yeah, they don't know. They don't even know it. So you shouldn't worry at all about it.
Mm-hmm.
You're seeing that in your head, an emotion, but they're not seeing it unless you act out.
Okay, so I'll be uncomfortable. I don't care. I'll just be present with the uncomfortable feeling, and I will let it go and just be conscious.
And the Father will save you from it, all right? He'll take them away from you. And don't worry about how long it's going to take. When will he do it? This is so hard. You endure until the end.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, man.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, man. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Amazing. Good to talk to you.
Good talking to you, too.
All right, bye now. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super.
Cornerstone Media Consulting.
Nice.
On Cash App, what's going on Earth? I guess this is a biblical question response.
What's going on Earth?
Anger and hatred.
Amazing. Ooh, I want to respond. But I have to do it on Sunday if the Lord is willing and the creek to arrive. Thank you for responding. Have you ever thought about that before? What's the name?
Cornerstone.
Cornerstone. Have you ever wondered what's going on Earth? Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Also on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, someone says, hey, guys, when your spouse say she would do counseling, but not with you, the reason she give is because she doesn't believe you would be fair, JLP. She wants me to go back to the church she continues to attend, and I can't do that. My question, am I out of order?
The man, no. No.
Right.
And I prefer to have, when it's couple, I prefer to couple and together. That way I can hear both sides. They can hear what's being said. And then we can see what's really going on. I am fair with all, so don't worry about that. I will be fair. And for those who want counseling, individual or family counseling, go to rebuildingtheman.com. Rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. We have the best counseling service on this side of heaven by phone or Skype or walk-in. All right? Men and women, amazing. Thank you.
Gregatron bought a coffee. Really, Jesse? First, you don't have a favorite Morgan Freeman movie. Next, you don't have a favorite Arnold movie. My answer to answer Mike Young, my favorite one is probably Terminator 3.
I think all three of those, Terminator guy, Morgan Freeman guy, they all are they're decent actors. They're really good. It's just that my sense of a favorite movie is a little different. But there are movies I like, I enjoy, but favorite, I wouldn't call them favorite. Amazing. Thank you.
Also, Gregatron with his coffee says, Jesse, do you have a favorite Denzel Washington movie? Mine is probably Equalizer. Flight was good, too, and Man on Fire.
Denzel.
Didn't you watch Book of Eli, Jesse?
Denzel Washington?
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounded like I did.
I feel like you might have watched that and we're saying it was really good.
I don't remember the details, but I'm sure. I like a lot of his movies. I really do like a lot of his movies. I don't think, and then still that might be me, but I don't think that entertainers should tell people how they vote because they're there to entertain. Because what I've noticed is that when I found out that Denzel was a beta liberal, I lost interest in his movie. Now, that could be my issue. You know what I mean? I mean, by judge him or something. Mm-hmm. But I no longer wanted to watch his movie, and I didn't. So that probably my judgment, or it clouded my view. What do you think, Jay?
I mean, I was never a big fan of Robert De Niro.
Right.
But I thought he was, I thought he was all right. But then he just went off the deep end, anti-Trump, just beside himself, total beta.
Yeah.
And it's hard to look at him the same. So I don't know if it's just my judgment.
Is that because he changed or your mind readjusted itself about him?
My mind has definitely changed about him. Like, like I'm...
Because he's still the same actor. He's still the same person.
Right.
But I think it's our minds do that.
He shouldn't throw some mask off, maybe.
Yeah, he really took it off the deep end.
No, I saw a scene, because he plays these tough guy characters, right? I saw a scene of, what's the one where he's yelling? He's like, I'm walking here. Or is that him? No, that's someone else. but I saw a scene with Robert De Niro. It just didn't look as tough. Because he's like he plays these mob characters.
Yeah,
and that's obviously my mind. But
yeah, I'm sure it's the mind thing.
These actors should know that because they know that how they present themselves affects how they're seen.
In the good old days,
they know people are judgmental.
Right. They know people are judgmental, absolutely. In the good old days when I was growing up, I had all kinds of actors and actresses that I thought were really good. They had really good movies, but I never knew their politics.
Nice.
And so it looked like, unless I don't remember, it looked like in the good old days, entertainers didn't reveal who they were voted for or who they supported.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. Like Mama Dearest.
Whatever that
is. I never knew who she voted for.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, you've mentioned her before, that movie before.
Yeah.
I've never seen it. Nice.
You never seen it?
Right.
Mama Deer was so mean to her daughter, it was not even funny. It was like, Mama Deer didn't like clothes hangers in her closet. She liked those, she preferred the plastic ones, not the wiry ones. And her daughter Christina put a clothes hanger in her closet one day, the Mama Dearest closet.
Mommy Dearest.
And Mama Dearest had him. She beat Christina.
M-O-M-M-I-E.
Chris! Yeah. She had a fit. And it was good actress, though. But anyway.
Nice.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Gregatron.
Yeah,
throwing
thank
us
you.
Off.
I know. What now?
Chill and Lean bought a coffee. Answer to the BQ.
What's going on Earth?
Earth, this side of heaven, is a stage upon which evil spirits bicker with one another. Also, Jesse, quick question. What is on the other side of heaven? What is on the other side of heaven? Because you talk about stuff on this side of heaven. What's on the other side of heaven?
There's nothing on the other side of heaven. Heaven is.
Nice.
Amazing. And thank you for responding to the biblical question as well. Thank you.
Richard bought a coffee. Hello, Jesse and Co. I'm seeking some clarification to my question about watching my thoughts. You mentioned I shouldn't replay my thoughts in order to watch them. So I'm confused as to what I should be watching. Question, is the content of my thoughts that I should be watching? Is it the content of my thoughts I should be watching? Or is it the act of having a thought that I should be watching?
What does that mean, the content of my thought?
What the specific thoughts are. So should he watch what the thoughts actually are telling him? The words and the ideas that are coming into his mind?
Yeah.
Or should he watch the fact that he's having these things?
Well, when you're watching the fact you're having them, you're aware of the content.
Nice.
I hope that answered.
That might.
When you're aware that you're having them, you are aware of the content. I don't know how you separate that. Call me with your question. Your questions are interesting. Call me with your question, and that way I can do some follow-up questions. 888-77-JESSE. Quick break. Back in a moment. Thank you all.
We'll be right back.
I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Okay, just a quick reminder. Don't forget to check out Parcha TV. Every Monday at 2 p.m., we have brand new episodes there. It's so interesting. And thank you all for responding already. I do appreciate it. On YouTube or Parcha.tv, you can watch it. It's amazing. So it's not ready. It's 32nd meeting. Not ready yet? What is he saying?
That's what he's saying.
It's not ready yet?
He's saying hold on.
Oh, okay. I don't have it ready yet. But check it out. The Hake Report coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake Report at 9 a.m. from 9 to 11. And for personal shout-outs, I do them myself. For personal shout-outs, go to for birthday shout-out, wedding shout-out, anniversaries, encouragement, whatever the shout-out is, go to Cameo, Cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Let me go quickly to a first-time caller out of Texas. Daniel. Daniel, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Mr. Jesse, how's it going today?
All is well, Daniel. Thanks for calling. Come a little closer to your phone.
I'm sorry, is that a little bit better?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I actually found you on a deal called Get a Job.
Oh, and, yeah. Daniel, hold on, buddy. Don't hang up. Don't hang up. It's horrible. But don't hang up. I'm going to let Darren check it out, and I'll come back to you as soon as he... You got to work it out, but do not hang up. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Ray, a first-time caller out of New Jersey. Ray, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how's it going?
All is well, Ray.
Good, good. I didn't really have a question or anything today.
Okay.
I just wanted to say the show yesterday, I mean, it was spectacular, honestly. It was really amazing. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but it's all an illusion, like, basically.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
It's just all an illusion, and they put on an act, you know, they put on a show.
Yeah.
They'll pretend. They'll whatever. And really, it's not the person. It's because if you really think about it, the person who's putting on an act, who's whatever, you know, they're really only hurting themselves.
Yep.
And so it can't be that person who wants to hurt themselves, you know what I'm saying?
100%.
It's impossible. Like, it's like, but the devil will literally.
Hello?
You know, he'll be nice. Hello?
No, you faded out just for a second. You said the devil what?
Oh, I said he'll do anything.
Yes.
He'll do anything, you know. He'll be nice. He'll, you know, he'll chase you to the ends of the earth, literally.
That's right.
And the thing, about
the devil, the devil and all of his little demons, they hate, not K but a T, they hate human beings. They want to make you feel as much grief and pain as they feel. And the more grief and pain they can give you, the better they feel. They'll kick you while you're down. They knock you down, they're going to stomp
you. And they'll tell you they love you.
100%.
While they're doing it.
100%.
While they're kicking you, while they're stepping on you, they say, we love you. We love you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yep. And the last thing I want to say real quick is the silent prayer. You know, I fell off it twice, and life was going good life's going good. Everything's going smooth. You know, everyone starts acting friendly. Everyone, you know,
yeah.
But that's really that's the same. That's the same devil.
Yes.
It's just the same devil.
Absolutely.
It's the same devil that tried. So, but it's just so amazing now that you just see it's not them. It's not of this world. It's just, I mean, it's crazy. It's just, you know.
Well, Ray, if you stay with it, man, you haven't seen the depths of evil yet. You haven't seen the depths of human being, human nature, how wicked and conniving and cunning and smiling in your face while all the time want to stab you in the back. You haven't seen the depths of how evil human nature is yet. It's worse than what you can imagine. You're going to want to throw your phone on the ground when you see it.
No, I live in New Jersey, so, you know, I see some stuff going on.
Yes.
It's so much better to, if you know, I was always a Christian, but before I was judgmental.
Yes.
And that kind of changed me. Like, I couldn't go certain places. I couldn't talk to certain people. I couldn't really do what I wanted. But now that I realize that, you know, that was just, I'm not even judging. It's not even the person who's doing it. It's literally just.
Yes.
I'm judging an illusion. So
yes. I love that. You are judging an illusion. Absolutely.
Yeah, you're judging. You're literally judging. It's a mirage. It's like you're in the desert and, you saw water.
Stay with it, Ray. Stay with it. Stay with it. That light that you have now, it's going to get brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter. And eventually all the darkness will be gone. It's going to be amazing.
What would I say real quick? Anchor Baby. I watched, I don't usually watch all the shows or anything. I only watch you, but I watched a clip of Anchor Baby, and he was like, you know, he was talking with his chat going back and forth, and he was going on about, you know, his chat was like, oh, no, it's not like people are possessed. It's not like, you know, there's an evil spirit. And, you know, Anchor Baby was like, no, it's literally because there is. And, what you know, it really is literally because there's an evil spirit inside.
Yes.
You know, it doesn't make any sense the other way. It would be impossible. You know, it's like, it just doesn't make sense the other way.
Human beings don't know. Even the Christians don't know that they are possessed with evil.
They have no idea.
They have
have a single clue.
Yeah.
They don't have a single clue. It's all an act. It's all an act.
It's all an act. Yep.
The devil is, but the great part is, I will say, the devil, Satan, is as lost as every one of us.
Mm-hmm.
And when, you know, you're talking to that guy earlier about his sales or whatever, how he should have the aura. you know, like the aura of God.
Yes.
If you have the aura of God or like the aura of light, you'll just be free. I mean, nothing will, you'll just be free.
100%.
The Anchor
Baby was right about that. That was an amazing show. By the way, you could podcast that show of the Anchor Baby by going, you know, podcasting it. And the Anchor Baby is every day at 4 p.m. I'm telling you, energy, he's on fire. The American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. Make sure y'all check it out. Amazing.
Thanks, Jesse.
Well, thank you, Ray. Amazing car. Appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate you.
All right, buddy. Amazing. You are possessed, but you just don't know it. I understand why people say, oh, no. The devil helped deceive you to make you think you're not possessed, but you are, whether you admit it, know it, see it, or not. You're possessed in the mind and emotions by evil spirits. And you give them fancy names like depression, suicidal, post-traumatic stress disorder, loneliness, anger. You give them fancy names, and in doing that, you're covered up evil. Let me try Daniel again, a first-time caller. Sees his phone working there. Daniel, let's try it again out of Texas.
Yes, sir. Jesse, can you hear me now?
100%.
Excellent. I was saying, I found you on YouTube on Get a Job, and I thought that was really entertaining. And I started tuning into your show after that, and it's become really informative to me. But the reason for my call today was because I have noticed that I started taking some things, or what I perceived to take some things from your show. I started doing the silent prayer. I started trying to get myself like in silence.
Yes.
Just kind of study what's going on, be just aware of my surroundings and what's actually going on around me. And I've noticed that everything in my life started getting a little bit better.
Yes.
Because of the effort that I was putting into it. But one of my best friends was telling me, who he's actually a family member of mine also, was that why all this started was because of the fact that I noticed that everybody that I was close to kind of started drifting away from me.
Yes.
And it really started building, I hate to say it, feelings. But what I came to find out was that I had a lot of beta tendencies.
Yeah.
And
beta.
And beta. But as I started trying to isolate myself from the things that I believed that were bothering me, My friend told me, he said, all these people that were drifting away from me, he made the comment, it's just painful to be around you because you're not yourself. And because I was always pretty happy, go lucky, cheery, and just kind of an optimist. But as I tried to find myself, my relationship with my wife has become worse. I mean, way worse. And I tried not to think about it too much because you get lost in your own thoughts and bad things can come of that. But I believe a lot of it is because I tried to take ownership of my family and become the man that I know that, or I feel that, well, not that I feel, but that I know that the Lord has required me to be.
Yes.
And as I've tried to insert my guidance in my family's life, my wife has resisted from that.
Yep.
So much to a point where she signed us up to go to counseling, and I went because I wanted, you know, things to be better. The counselor even kind of was like, something's not right here, and wanted to speak with me by myself because my wife would always interject in our conversations when she would try to talk to me and ask me a question. She would try to answer for me.
Yep.
And I just believe that, you know, everybody's got their own voice and they need to speak for themselves.
Mama always jump in because Mama doesn't want the truth to get out there.
Yes, sir. And I've noticed, though, since I've been really focusing, because I was always told I was the problem. And she always told me that I was the problem. I was the problem. So I tried to fix me because I was the problem. And as I've, and this is when I started finding you, it's like everything started clicking into place. I started doing your silent prayer, just finding time throughout every day to just, whether I'm at work or anywhere else, just to remove myself from whatever's going on and to just be silent, be still, and to just close my eyes and give it to the Lord. People around me have started making comments about whatever I'm doing, keep doing it. My, everybody's talking about quiet confidence and just able to make just rash. I got the biggest thing I got out of what, and I could be wrong, but the biggest thing I've got out of just listening to your show is to be logical. Yes. Not emotional.
Absolutely.
What makes sense is it's either right or wrong.
Yep.
Left or right. There's sometimes there's gray in some of it, but if you can make a decision on it pretty quick, that is usually the right decision.
Yes, absolutely.
But you're being put, the Lord gave you a good sense and your gut instinct that you know what's right. You know what's right. If you could just get your feelings out of it. But my biggest issue that I'm going through now is that all of these, everybody else says they see it. And I feel it. I feel it. Or I don't feel it. I know it.
Yeah.
But it's just caused bigger issues with my wife.
When you
and
say,
now she wants to see a psychologist, and I don't agree with that. And she said, if I don't do that, she wants to file for divorce. And I don't know whether I need to just stay with what I'm doing, and if that's what she decides to do, to let it be. But I've hung in this for so long just because of my family.
Yeah, you have children with her?
Yes, sir.
How many children?
One.
How old are?
Just turned 15.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
And I honestly am afraid. I am concerned with when if I'm not at the house and I'm not trying to put, just to guide my child a little bit, what she would do with them while I wasn't there. And that's been the main reason why I've tried to stay strong and to stay with this. But it's like it really is like the more that I try to push forward to try to make things better on that end, there's just overwhelming resistance back to where I've been called everything from selfish, from trying to fix the problems that I thought that were the problem. I even asked her, I said, do you pray about this? And she can never get a straight answer. Every time I say something, it's like, it's always that, well, I think I'm better than her, and it's just anything under the sun. And it just, I don't know if I need to try to keep the path that I'm going, because I know everybody can also steer you wrong. Just because somebody says it's so doesn't mean it's so.
That's right.
But everybody and their mama has told me that whatever positive change is going on, just keep it up, because it's made everything at work better. It's made my family really didn't want a whole lot to do with me because of this. They didn't want that negative in their life. And I did what you talked about. I forgave my mom. I called her, visited with her, made that right. And every other relationship in my life, work, family, whatever, has gotten so much better because of, for lack of a better term, the quiet confidence and the faith that I have that all you can do is what you can do.
Yes.
But all of that's gotten better except my relationship with my wife.
And so your question for me is what?
Do I need to keep trying to do everything else that I'm doing and hope that that rubs off on her? Or do I just need, she wants out. She just keeps telling me to pack my things and leave. And I just keep coming home every day and just just keep on keeping on. I don't know if it's worth. I'm really dumbfounded when it comes to her. I've even tried to turn her onto the silent prayer and to show her some things that I've learned, and it's just completely rejected out of hand. Just absolutely not. And I want to be there for my family. I really do. I just, my gut instinct on it is that I'm not going to be able to make an impact to fix what's going on between us.
And so your question is what?
Should I just cut my losses on that and just try to do the best with the time with my child that I'll have? Or do I need to try to hang in there with her when she doesn't really want me there and give up time with my child because of just selfishness and not having their way?
The greatest commandment is that we should love God with all our heart, soul, and might, along with nobody or nothing else. There should be no one or anything of more important than the truth itself. And when you love him, he's going to work your life out for you. It's going to be amazing. And so you sound like you're working on yourself, and it is working. Here's what I recommend. Because, according to what you've said, your wife is not working on herself. And so now the light in you is what she's seeing, but the darkness in her hate the light in you. And it's working overtime to try to draw you back into the darkness. That's why she wants you to go see counselors, psychology, and doing this and doing that. And she's threatened to leave. Here's what I recommend. Don't ask her to leave at this point, but if she says, I'm leaving, just say, oh, okay, goodbye. I wish you well. And let her go, but you stay in your house if you can. Your son is 15. Ask your son, your mother is threatened to leave. Do you want to stay with me or do you want to stay with her? Go with her. And let him decide. He's 15 now, and you'll be fine. Right. But you continue to work on you. Your wife is in hell. She's losing control over you. She's losing that you're not following her or wishing her. And the devil in her, those spirits are having a hissing fit because it's losing a life when it's losing you. You let her go. Don't be mad at her and say she cannot see. But if she want to go, don't argue her. Don't be all hurt. Just say, okay, you can leave. I'm staying. And if your son says he want to stay with you, then my son's staying with me. Can you hold for a minute?
Yes, sir.
Oh, hold on, buddy. 888-7753-773. Quick break. Hate news, not the fake news coming up, but I'll be back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour two of the J.C. Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, August 21st. Happy Men's History Month, AD 2024, the year of our Lord. Manhood Hour is coming right up, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls. Hang tight, callers. The lines are full, so wait until JLP is wrapping up with the next caller, and then start to call, and you'll have a better chance to get on hold, to get on air with JLP. But first, hate news, not fake news. You can at buymeacoffee.com/JLPtalk. Go over there and do a super chat if you like. Ukraine propaganda, your daily dose, open wide. Russian authorities today accuse Ukraine of launching one of the largest ever attempts to attack Moscow with drones. Wow, Ukrainian drones are really good, actually. And I'm no fan of Ukraine, as you well know. They have a lame flag. Russia said their defense systems had destroyed 45 Ukrainian drones overnight. Including 11 over Moscow, 2 over the Belgorod border region, and 2 in Kursk. Since the Ukrainian incursion, also known as invasion, began nearly 2 weeks ago, its forces are inching forward in Kursk and destroying key bridges in an effort to cripple Moscow's logistical capabilities and disrupt supply routes. Separately, Russian authorities have urged people at the border regions, in those border regions, to, quote, to stop using dating apps. Don't use dating apps, Russians at the border. Maybe it's good advice for all around the world. Don't use dating apps and limit your use of social media. Yes, good advice all around from based Russia to prevent Ukrainian forces from gathering intelligence as they press on with their advance. Nice. A super yacht sank. You probably heard about this. Italian authorities. They continued their search today for 6 missing people after a tornado in the ocean, apparently, sank a luxury yacht Monday off the coast of Sicily. 15 passengers were rescued from the boat shortly after it capsized, meaning turned upside down or whatever. According to Italy's Coast Guard, one body was later discovered from the hull of the stricken vessel called the Bayesian, B-A-Y-E-S-I-A-N. 2 Americans and 4 Britons are among the missing, including a British tech tycoon Mike Lynch. Also, Jonathan Bloomer, chairman of Morgan Stanley International, and Chris Morvillo, a prominent lawyer. Initial reports suggest a small water spout, which developed over the area Monday, could have been behind the yacht's sinking. Water spout as in like the tornado with water or something like that? Crazy. What a mess. Also a mess, Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck. According to CNN, Comedy Nonsense Network, they're divorcing just after 2 years. And they call it Bennifer. They're calling it quits again. What a mess. Terrible. An airport in Japan, based Japan, shut down their airport because of a pair of scissors that went missing. Airport officials eventually located the tool, but some travelers were quite snippy about the hours-long delay. Oh, come on, Japanese are never snippy, are they? What a mess. Shout out to the Japanese. Speaking of airlines, $1.9 billion is how much Alaska Airlines said that they will pay to buy Hawaiian Airlines. Nice. The merger will vastly expand the number of destinations throughout North America for Hawaii residents that can be reached nonstop or for one stop from the islands. So said Hawaii's Governor Josh Green. I don't think he's a Christian, by the way, a Democrat. He said that this week after the merger, cleared a review by the evil DOJ, Department of Injustice. And the World Health Organization says, fret not, Mpox, that's monkeypox, is not the new COVID. So they're trying to raise the alarm while also tamping down on the alarm. It's mess out of Congo. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP.
to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question, what's going on earth? What's going on? Tell me what's going on earth? You can listen to the show if you're working out or doing whatever you're doing on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP. Are you cold? You're cold? Hate got a cold.
Just a little bit.
Hate got a cold everywhere. Y'all don't know this, but hate.
I'm playing it up. Hate, but yeah, actually, a little chilly.
I see you. And Nate has on a sweater. Hate love cold weather. Love cold weather. So he keep it freezing in the building. And all the black people suffering. The couple white people here, they all right. And the people of color. freezing. And he can, like, I feel great. He feel great, and it's all cold. And so the white people oppressing the blacks. That's right. But anyway, to donate and have your comment read out loud, go to Buy Me on Coffee. buymeoncoffee.com/JLP. Talk. buymeoncoffee.com/JLP. Talk. A Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's so cold today. You notice I haven't had to turn the fan on.
True. Yeah, true.
It's freezing.
Yeah, no need for the fan right now.
Hate doing this. Hate is a mess. What a mess. But anyway, his mama had him up at the North Pole somewhere. But anyway, it's Wednesday. Every Wednesday. The last hour of the show, we take all calls, but it is Manhood Hour. What is a man?
It's an adult human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. A man is a male who turned to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
We need to send a memo to the U.S. It's time, and it's about time, a woman was in the highest office in the land.
It is time to tell the ones who hear no sound, whose children are living in the ground, peace on earth. It is time for the women to lead.
Oh, God.
When men change, that our family will change, that our community will change. The power is in the man. When men change, that our family will change, that our community will change. The power is in the man.
Getting disrespected.
That's right.
Y'all men want to be leaders? We want to be leaders too.
Yep.
Y'all men want to pay the bills? We want to pay the bills too.
I want to be like the man. What a mess. That's amazing. That first show that you saw me on, that was like when I first started out 30-something years ago. Amazing. What a mess. Thank you, Nick. The anchor baby put that together. God in Christ, Christ in men, man over woman, ain't nothing else going to work but that. But ladies, if your man is a mama's boy, which is devastating to a female, you can overcome. Forgive him, forgive your father and your mother, and you can return to the father. And the father's love will treat you the same way you treat men. It won't be no different. All right? I want to go quickly back to Daniel, first time call out of Texas. So Daniel was saying that he is working on himself now. He's waking up. He's doing a silent prayer. He went and forgave his parents. And now his wife want to leave him. The more freer he become, the worse she is getting. And he has one son, 15 years old. And the wife, he went to see a counselor with her. Now she want him to see a psychology and all that kind of madness. Daniel want to know, what the? Hey, Daniel?
Yes, sir.
Thank
That's
you for
exactly what the.
So here's what I recommend: do what you want. All right, if she want to leave, don't see any more of those stupid psychiatrists and counselors that she's referring you to. She is still trying to control you. She's losing control of you. The spirit of evil inside of her losing control over you, and she doesn't know how to handle it. She doesn't know what to do. And so let her act out. Don't react. Let her say what she want. Don't overreact. And if she say, I'm leaving, I'm going and I'm taking my son. Your son is 15 years old. Ask him if he want to stay with you or her. If he says he want to go with her, let him go with her. If he want to stay with you, let him stay with you. And if he want to go with her but he want to come see you or call you, he can freely do that. And this woman said, I'm leaving. Just say, oh, okay, bye. And then she find out that doesn't work because you're not overreacting. She'll say, well, I'm staying. Oh, okay, you can stay. Right on. But let her do what she want. If she get violent, call the police right away and have her locked up. Because she'll try to destroy you one way or another. And so if she hit you or touch you, don't say, oh, but next time she does it, I'm going to call the cop. You call the cop then. And because she have evil demons in her, and especially if she's not working on herself, she going to build an army against you. She's going to start telling people things about you, your family members and others, and they're going to take side.
Right.
And they're going to take side and join her and even though they have no idea what they know at all or not know, it doesn't even matter, not their business, but they're going to take side. You let them go, too. Don't try to force them. Don't try to convince anyone. Don't try to convince your wife. You continue to seek the Father because the Father's drawing you unto him. You want what's right, and that's why your life is changing.
Yes, sir, you're absolutely right. I know you got to go, but one more thing. You know, what you were talking about, like, having people turn against you, and she's exactly done that. And honestly, I thought it would be a lot harder hearing all those things than I did, but it just kind of made everything a lot more clear.
Yes.
That sounds crazy, but...
No,
like,
it doesn't.
It
you're absolutely right.
Clear.
Yes.
When she did that, I was like, I kept thinking to myself, like, all she's doing is showing herself more clear to me.
Yes.
Because if you kick out somebody, you're not going to want to tear them down to keep them with you. So
absolutely.
Jesse, I appreciate you so much, man. Keep up the amazing work, man. Amazing.
I will. Amazing. But listen, and you're right. You're seeing the real her now. And when she builds this army against you, you're going to see the real so-called family members and friends. You're going to see that they were never friends. It was all a pretense. You were pretending to be friends with them, and they were pretending to be friends with you. It was never real. Everything is so fake. Nothing is real. Everything is an illusion. And now you're coming to see reality.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you so much, Jesse. I appreciate you.
Is any other question about anything?
No, sir. That was everything that I kind of already knew, and you made it perfectly clear. Absolutely.
Thank you so much. And you're welcome. But once again, don't try to convince your wife to change. You can tell her and point the way, but that's it. Don't force it. Don't try to preach to her. If she want to leave, just say, you're welcome to go. Okay, bye. Because you want what's right. Don't sell your soul. Don't make a deal with the devil. Oh, devil, I'll stop working on myself if you let me keep my wife. The devil's going to turn on you anyway. He will deceive. He will eventually turn anyway. And that means your wife will eventually turn on you anyway.
No, sir. I believe that, you know, we're all here to, you know, to be stewards of our lives and to, you know, I think that I have to be the example for my son that, you know, that he needs to be. And kids are not stupid. They see what's going on too. And if I reduce myself to her behavior, it's just going to be worse on my son. So
absolutely. Absolutely. Wow. I wish you well, Daniel. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Bless you.
You too, buddy. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Amazing. There are some people waking up. I'm telling you, if you want the truth will come. But if you don't want it, if you don't invite the truth, it's not coming. He's not like evil. Evil imposes itself upon you. The truth comes when you invite it. It needs an invitation. It needs to be invited in. And once you invite it in, that's it. Then the imposed darkness has to leave, and it will. 888-7753-773. Let me go quickly to Galahad. Oh, I had it right before. Galahad, been waiting a long time. Galahad, thank you for holding you on the air.
Hello, brother. How are you doing today?
All is well. Thanks for calling.
God bless you, bro.
Thank you very much. You too.
God is with us. Well, I wanted to answer the biblical question, but I got a couple of questions for you.
What's going on Earth?
Yeah, that's the question, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so did you know that you show up in the Bible?
The name Jesse shows up.
Right?
Amazing.
Yeah, it's cool.
Jesse.
I'm going to talk some crazy talk.
So let me get you to respond to the biblical question. You said you want to respond to that first, right?
Yes, sir.
So what's going on Earth?
Yeah, well, it's going to sound crazy for most people, but the people in the spirit, they'll get it right away. What's going on in the world is the last stage of what is written in the Bible. It's not about the last saints and all that stuff. It's about, well, it kind of is. In John 4:21-24, Jesus tells the Samaritan woman that there will be a time in which the Father will no longer be worshipped. And he did a lot of miracles, and he told people, hey, tell the people what God did for you. And people went out and said, hey, Jesus did this for me. So in the Bible is written that the last beast is the lamb that sleeps with the wolf, is the thing that appears as the lamb but talks as the dragon.
Because of time, just tell me what's going on. Tell, in response to the biblical question, break it down and make it simple. What's going on Earth?
What's going on is a spiritual battle in which saints have to overcome the world.
And who are the saints?
The saints are people who are holy, who are pure, who love justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with God.
And where are those people?
Those people are all over, and we need to gather them up. And that's why I'm telling you, Jesse, you're in the Bible.
You're building. Amazing.
Jesse, you're building God's army, and I know it. You're building the army of saints against the dragon to overcome the world. And I'm proud of you, and God is proud of you. And today, well, I was in between jobs, and I said, God, show me what I need to do. If you're giving me this time, like, show me what I need to do. And I've been, you know, hanging around with your flock, reading the Bible, and it all makes sense. He told me, hey, read the Bible, because the other people out there who are preaching the Antichrist, they're telling people Jesus is God, they know the Bible. So your guys have to know the Bible to overcome them, because it is all written, and it is very clear how God is God, and how in the end times they will not worship God, but they will worship something else.
Amazing. Well, but, I appreciate that, but I got to run.
I got to testify. I was waiting on an answer, and today God gave me the best job that I've never had imagined before.
Nice.
The people. Just stay with it. Stay with it. You got a hologram of evilness going over your head, and you don't doubt that. You're having breakfast, and then suddenly you get stricken by a hologram of evil. That's not you. That is the devil.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, man.
I told the Lord that when he gave me the job, I was going to go visit you. So I'm going to go come over there as soon as possible and go to church. God bless you.
You're welcome.
You're doing good work, and God is with you.
Thank
God
you, man. And you're welcome to church. Amazing. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Right now. 888-775-3773. That's one line open. We're going to try to get, this is Manhood Hour. We're going to try to get everybody, every man, woman, and child on the phone today. Let me go to Anna Marie out of California. Anna Marie, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Morning.
I am calling about, I've been wanting to ask you this forever, or for quite a while. You keep saying that America's gone and we're not going to get our country back. Do I have that right?
Right.
Okay.
And so, I'm pronouncing your name correctly, right? Anna Marie?
People say Anne Marie or Anna Marie, whatever rolls off the tongue better.
Which one you prefer?
Either one is fine. Anne Marie.
Oh, okay.
Fine.
Go ahead.
Anna Marie. Yeah.
Anne Marie.
Okay. Okay. So, so you say that. I listen to you all the time for many years. But then Trump is saying something totally different. So I wanted to get your thoughts on that.
What is Trump saying?
Well, he's saying that, you know, when he gets back into office, this, he lists off all the things that are going to change and get better. He says real fast, we're going to do it real fast. That's what he's saying at his rallies and everything, you know. So he's making it sound very, you know, positive, optimistic. We're going to get our country back. But, you know, I'm just wondering, that's all.
When Trump is mentioned of getting the country back, he's talking about bringing back jobs, shutting down the borders, lower taxes, all these restrictions and regulations, building a strong military again. He's talking about he's going to get the country to function in a physical way. But as far as my country, as I know it, it's never coming back.
You know, I agree. The country as we've known it is not coming back. And
right.
I'm kind of thinking that's a good thing, that it's not coming back the way it was, because it's been really corrupted for a very long time.
It's gonna be corrupted, and the corruption will get worse. But I'm talking about family, men, when men were in charge of running things. When women loved being women and obeyed the man if she had a husband, when children were free to be children and not have to worry about all this stuff in these schools, and women were not trying to pretend that they were equal to men, and when the order of God was working somewhat. I'm talking about that.
And you don't think that'll ever, you don't think that people's spirits will change, and they could change like overnight, you know?
Well, some people, a handful will, but most won't.
Oh, still a handful, huh? Even after all the suffering we've been through and everything we're witnessing together, you think that people are still going to remain, I don't know, stubborn and asleep?
Yes, because most people, most people love their misery. They love their darkness. They love being afraid and lonely and sad and suicidal and post-traumatic. They love getting revenge or trying to get revenge on others. They love their misery. They don't want out.
And you don't think that as, like, especially, let's just say in America, that Americans won't just finally get tired of it and realize, or tired of the hell, and realize that we're all in this together and that we can work together?
No, that's not going to happen.
My son, he's 29 years old, and he said, there's something, I forget the word that he used, something optimistic that I am. And I said, it's like a negative optimist. I forget the word. But I'm like, no, I just have, and I mean, I figure while I'm here, while I'm alive, I'd rather be hopeful than
drop your hope.
I was wondering what you'd say about that.
Hope is for dope.
What about keep hope alive? What about that?
What?
What about keep hope alive?
That's just a saying. Where is Jesse Jackson now? Hope is for dope.
My son is right again.
Your son said you were optimistic or pessimistic?
He said optimistic, but I cannot remember the word he used. It was a couple years ago.
What does optimist mean?
You see the positive.
You see the positive.
You're trying to look at the positive. Trying to look at the good.
You don't see no positive, Anne-Marie.
Well, I hope for the positive.
That's why you had to drop hope. Hope is dope.
It feels better than to feel like...
You
when
shouldn't
I talk
have
to
hope.
Other,
what?
When I talk to other people and they're just like, oh, we're done. America's, it's over.
Yeah.
It's over for us. You know, I hear people saying that.
Where
it hurts my heart. Like, are you serious? How do we know that? God only knows. He's the only one.
And
really
why
knows.
Does it hurt your heart?
It's just, I would rather hold on to the hopefulness that God can change.
But only blind people hold on to hope.
Okay, maybe.
But listen.
I don't like to be called blind, but I'll take it from you. No.
Let me tell you this.
Go ahead.
Though I'm not going to get my country back, I'm still having peace on earth. I have perfect peace in spite of everything that's going around.
Yes.
Everything that's happening.
That I've noticed. I've had a lot more peace.
Yeah.
I used to be really, really upset about everything, about people not understanding the corruption that goes on behind the curtain and just everything, all the things about our food, our water, our everything, our vaccines. And then people were blind to what's happening right in front of them. That would so upset me for years.
Because they have fear. The masses of people have fear, and that's why the government, the media, the bosses of evil, they can control the people because they know that people have fear, and they have the bosses of the people, the government and other, they have the private meetings. And they call the meetings of the mind to figure out what's the next tactic they can use to keep the people in fear, because as long as they're afraid, you can control them.
That's absolutely true. So that's why I used to be really upset with my fellow Americans. You know what I mean? It's like, what's wrong with you? You don't see the control that they're doing and that we're buying into it.
Yeah.
And we're kind of paying for our own demise. We pay for it. Everything they do to us, we pay.
And pay big time, too. Not only in money, but in soul. You sell your soul to the devil.
Absolutely. Exactly. And so I used to be so upset about that, but I think I told you before, I had a heart attack 4 years ago during COVID, and I've slowly, well, more quickly, I guess, changed.
You had a heart attack?
I don't, yes.
What the?
In July of 2020, that was fun. Don't be in the hospital during COVID. That was horrible.
I bet.
But anyway,
it seems weird when women have heart attack. It's like a man thing to do, but not a woman thing.
Well, that's another thing. I'll talk to you another time about that. But I really wanted to talk to you someday about this whole man issue about women wanting to be leaders,
okay.
You know, and that we're not leaders.
Right.
I totally agree with you. I felt that my whole life since I was a young woman,
right.
Teenager. I felt like I'm, you know, I'm not a leader. And
in
I
the
would
good
rather
old
follow.
Day, in the good old day, the women knew that, and they said, no, woman ain't supposed to be leading. I ain't going to no church with no woman leader. I don't want me. I ain't going to have no female boss. They knew that. It was awful.
I remember.
And it doesn't work. But those women either are dead or they don't speak out anymore.
Exactly. They don't really speak out. I do. And people get shocked by what I say because I really believe it. But when I was a teenager in a very liberal town of Santa Cruz, California, and I'm from the Midwest, so I had just moved here. Very liberal, young women my age were feminists, and I would just right out say, honestly, I am not a feminist at all.
Right on.
Would be shocked. And they would say, what do you mean you're not a feminist? You're a woman. How could you not be a feminist? And it was the same conversation over and over again, but I felt like having it every time, like they need to hear something different. And I said, we don't need another war in the world.
That's right. I'm going to have to run, Anne-Marie.
Yes. Okay,
but
thank you.
It was fun talking to you. Don't be having any more heart attacks. What the?
I know. I'm just chilling out now, but I'll call you again. Cause
a heart attack
is
a smack attack.
I felt like God rung my bell because I wasn't changing.
I'm telling
you.
So listen, Hank has a quick question for you.
Okay.
And for some reason, he needs to know this.
Uh-oh.
Is your name, hey, Anne-Marie, is your name all one word?
It's so funny. No, it's separate. So it's A-N-N-E, separate name, Marie.
Nice. Thank you. I like to have it right.
All right, thank you.
In my notes.
And I do listen to you too, Hank.
Oh, thank you.
You guys are great. Yeah.
Sweet.
I love you guys.
Love all you right. too. Call me again, all right?
Yes, I will. I will have something really important to talk to you about. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you. 888-773-773. Let me go to first-time caller out of California, Ben Inyam. Binyam. 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 Hey, Binyam. Hey, Binyam.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey.
Hey, Jesse. Good morning.
Good morning. Am I pronouncing
Thank you.
Am I saying your name right?
Yes. Yes, you are. Binyam.
Binyam. Welcome.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I have a quick question for you. First and foremost, I really love the work you do. My question is that you always address President Trump as a great white hope.
The great white hope.
White hope. Yes, sir. I mean, I don't get me wrong.
Thank you, and God bless America.
Yes, sir. Don't get me wrong. I'm really rooting for President Trump to win this time as well. But my question is, you being a Christian and a preacher of the Word of God, why do you address President Trump as a hope? Because
good question.
Our Lord and Savior is Jesus Christ, and we put our all hope on Him. And because we put our all hope on Him, He protected him a couple of weeks ago by surrounding him with His angels and delivering him from evil and the weapons of evil that has about to take away President Trump's life. And so why can't we preach that our great hope is on God and not on a person or a human?
Let me take a quick break and I'll respond to that. Don't hang up, all right?
Thank you. All righty.
All right, hold on. I'll respond to that as soon as I come back. A quick break, 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. Oh, the treasure chest is now open. A D-Live. So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester. I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing, the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing. Okay. Wow, this time is going by fast. Let me tell you this really fast. Number one, I mentioned Punchin' TV. And every Monday at 2 p.m., there are new episodes on YouTube at punchy.tv. PUNCHIE.TV. I want you to see, if you didn't catch this week's episode, watch this.
Be that as it may, but some of the greatest people are insane. Vincent van Gogh cut his ear off and sent it to a woman. And
who was that?
Like one of the best painters in the world.
He white?
Yeah.
Well, no wonder.
He might have been from the Netherlands like her.
He cut his ear off and sent it. Trump could have used that ear.
I know. Some of the greatest achievements by athletes are those who suffer great loss and grief because they have passion. But luckily for them, at least in a worldly sense, they have a lot of discipline, too.
Punchy. Amazing. Punchy.tv. Every Monday at 2 p.m. Don't forget. And for personal shout-outs, go to, like, birthday shout-outs, weddings, anniversary, congratulations. Go to Cameo. Cameo. .com/Jesse Lee Peterson. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And the hate report is coming up at the top of this hour. The hate report.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. The guy with the good hair. And after hate, Joy of Friday TV, making those relationships work whether you want them or not. Joel Friday TV. He black. Monday through Thursdays at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And last but not least, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. You wanted to watch that till you heard a caller call earlier. He learned something from the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby is deep. He ain't American Anchor Baby for nothing. And guess what? His baby ain't coming home soon. Ain't that good news? Lord, ain't that news? His baby is coming home soon.
My baby's back.
Oh, she's back? ain't that good news? Lord, ain't that news? She's always gone.
Yeah, what the? And I don't know where. And then I text her, and she's like, oh, sorry, I was out till like 4 a.m. No, I'm making that up. I'm just making jokes.
Or she like, let me call you back. I'll call you right back. But anyway, check all the shows out today. They are amazing. You don't want to miss it. I want to go quickly back to Bingham. Bingham, so yeah. Instead of calling the Great White Hope, Donald Trump, the Great White Hope, you're saying I should be saying that about Jesus?
Well,
I mean, you can use any other term to refer President Trump.
Okay. But and you want to know why I call him the Great White Hope?
Yeah, especially the hope.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I wouldn't mind you saying white because he is white. And so I have no problem with that. But why is he a great hope?
Okay. It's a good question, man. Yeah. It's a really good question. Number one, yes. He is bringing back hope to America by bringing jobs back and building a wall, making a strong military, get rid of all those crazy restrictions and putting the criminals back in prison, bringing the police back, a military, and making America respected around the country, right?
I agree.
And
yes,
then, so he brings back hope like that, and then he's great in doing that, right?
Uh-huh.
And he's white.
Sure, yes.
So
yes,
now you have the Great White Hope.
I agree with you. I rest my case. Yeah, I agree that he's willing to do all of this work, and I'm rooting for him, like I said earlier. But President Trump is going to serve for the next 4 years, and we are still going to hope that God would give us another great leader, president. And so our great hope should be on our God and his son, Lord in Christ, Jesus Christ, so that God would send those great leaders in the future. And so we should preach that our hope, our great hope, just like the Bible says in different books, like in the book of Psalms or Jobs, Isaiah, Romans, and John, our hope should be on our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And that is what we should preach. And if we do that, not only God is going to protect our country, but he's keep going to send us great leaders.
Why would you hope that God send you a leader?
Because the generations to come always need great leaders.
Why?
Right? Because great leaders are always deliverers. They deliver you in the right position.
And can you give me an example of a great leader that did that?
For example, Moses in the book of Bible.
Anybody else beside Moses?
Joseph. And so many other men of God.
Why do you need a leader when you have everything you need with you already?
Because God uses humans who fulfill his will here on earth. And so just like he's using you, for example, to raise an army that loves God, you're a leader in your position, Jesse.
But I'm not a leader. I'm leading them back to the source that is the leader that's on the inside of them.
Exactly. The point I'm making is even your position is a leadership. But your leadership is to take back to God, and the same thing for our presidents to come. Today, in this generation, President Trump, the next 4 years, another president, be it black or white or whatever the race, it's usually that our hope should be on God such that he would raise great leaders for generations to come.
Are you a leader?
Of course I am. I am. In my position, I am.
And are you married?
No, I'm not. I'm single.
And how are you a leader?
In my position, for example, I'm an engineer, and so the position
Are
I
you
have,
Indian?
I work. No, I'm not. I'm African.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I'm of African origin, but I'm an engineer, and so I work on my position. I lead that position in truth and righteousness, so I can fulfill God's will here on earth.
And what's his will? What is God's will for you?
His will is that that everyone can come back to him through repentance and uprightness.
Right. God wants that, but most people don't want it. So, as I've said, yes. He'll just leave them in their hell, in their misery.
But still, God can raise leaders. right? God can raise leaders to help those people. Those people are perishing because of their lack of knowledge. And so,
do you say God what?
People perish because of their lack of knowledge. And so God raises men and women of God so that they can return back to God. And so today we have President Trump, and then the next president to come, we want him to be raised by God and not some other people.
Are you voting for the Great White Hope?
Unfortunately, I'm not eligible to vote. But if I was, yes, I would definitely vote for President Trump.
Are you an illegal alien?
No. I'm legal.
Oh, thank God. Legal. Are you black?
Yes, I'm African origin. So yes.
Oh, you sound like an Indian person.
Really?
From India, not like the Indian with the feathers.
No, I'm from East Africa originally.
Oh, okay. Amazing call, yes. Man. I got to run, but now you understand, though, why I call him the Great White Hope, right?
Yes, sir. I understand. Thank you very much.
And you agree with it now?
Sure. I do get your perspective. I do get your idea why you refer him that way. But still, I'd recommend if you can always preach about God, that he is our great hope.
Right on. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate you.
Thank you, and have an amazing day.
You too. Amazing. Call me again.
All right. Sure thing. Thank you, Jesse.
All right, buddy. I understand what he's saying. Listen, follow us on social media. Like, subscribe, ring the bell, subscribe, follow, and all that stuff. Y'all know what to do, right? And blah, blah, blah. And we are on JLP on X. Hey, X, how y'all doing over yonder? X and Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. We on Rumble. You got to know how to Rumble. Rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson and cozy.tv where Christ is King. Always on Cozy. Christ is always King. Super Chat.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, MB, 3 coffees. On the worship team at my church, a single woman was promoted to be pastor, quote unquote, over me, a male. They say it is okay because she is spiritually covered, quote unquote, by the lead male pastor. Can a woman have authority over me if she is submitted to the head pastor?
No. No. Zero no. I wish you well. What the? Amazing. Thank you.
The key body coffee, biblical question answer.
What's going on earth?
Evil masquerades as good to bring mankind into covenant agreement with their own destruction.
Amazing. Thank you for responding. Amazing. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
In response to the biblical question, what's going on earth?
What's going on earth?
Free being on X responded to JLP Talk on X.
Hey, X. Hi, y'all.
I will have to listen to the fake news, not fake news, tomorrow and let you know. Laughing face emoji.
Well, that's the right place to look. The Hake Report every day from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. Thank you for responding.
Evgeny Crosby with a diamond. The Obamas brought out the hot sauce last night.
I bet they did.
At the DNC.
What a mess. I didn't even watch it.
Nice. Me either.
Well, I ain't watching D.C. I didn't watch the Republican convention either, just some sound bites from it.
Yeah.
But anyway, thank you.
A Bryant, couple of cash apps to JLP.
Thank you.
And the angel said, it is not peace, but have mercy, and when you call for it, you will something. You will.
Right on. Mercy and grace. We have to ask Joel, which come first? Mercy or grace or mercy? Joel Fry, the TV, he'd be like, ask him that today at 11 a.m. Say, Joel Fry, the TV, which come first, grace or mercy? Thank you.
Thank you, A. Bryant.
Yeah, thank you, A. Bryant.
Cookie, 3 coffees, biblical question and answer.
What's going on earth?
Nothing. Nothing ever happened. I did the silent prayer with my eyes closed for 6 hours yesterday.
Whoa.
The clarity it brought me was out of this world. My boyfriend of 10 years threatened to leave me, and I wasn't fazed whatsoever.
Right on.
Laughing face with sweat.
Beautiful. That's an amazing time to sit for 6 hours.
Yeah,
or maybe
a long
they're
time.
Just being aware of what's around too and everything. But thank you.
Nick LaBoy, a Rumble rant. Morning, y'all, from New Jersey. When I become Jesse's vice president, women will have to be married in order to vote, and they have to vote the same way of the husband. LOL. Lots
I
of
love that. Right on, Mr. Vice President. Thank you.
C-on-C says with a coffee, good morning, Jesse, darling. That caller calling about if it's okay to take drugs is the reason why men are pathetic and weak addicts. And the women are graduating and are able to be in higher positions. The men are sleeping and the women are empowering themselves to be everywhere and calling the shots. The men is dealing with mama at home as well as on the job. Thank you for all the well wishes for husband number two. He too strong and stubborn, hard to control. He truly is a Jesse listener.
Nice. But the drug are not the reason men are weak. The reason men are weak because they have not overcome the spirit of their mother. They have the mentality and emotions of their mother. They're very vicious, just like the mothers. But thank you, Sian. I do wish you well, and I'm glad he is tough on you. Right on. It's because the one thing you don't need or want is a weak man. I wish you well, Sian. What
nice.
The? Thank you very much.
Another coffee from Sian C. You remember the On the Color Purple with the two-timer and the nightclub, and she called him out, Harpo, who this woman? Laughing faces. Music. Ain't nobody business if I do.
I totally remember that scene. Who this woman? And she ended up punching the woman, and she fell into the water.
Whoa.
Something like that.
Sounds like a movie I don't want to watch.
You told Harpo to beat me. All my life, I've been beat by men. I ain't gonna take it no more. Amazing. That's just amazing.
Terry bought a coffee. Answer to the biblical question.
What's going on earth?
All I know is that there is a battle between good and evil, right and wrong, light and darkness. All people are yearning for the love of God to lead them out of the devil's deception.
Well, not all people. The point is well taken, but most people don't want out. Most people love their misery, love their hell. They don't want out. And if you try to tell them and point the way out, they'll try to destroy you. They don't want out. But thank you. The point well taken there.
Patrick D. bought a coffee. When Massa say he's sick,
I say, yes, Massa, we sick. Amazing.
Cactus Eater Bear with a diamond waiting for JLP to sing Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves.
A gypsy woman. Is that who you're talking about?
I don't know.
I don't know about that. Oh, maybe because I asked about the gypsy over there in Europe.
In Romania.
Yeah. How did you know gypsies are over there?
I don't know, but people confuse Romanians with Romani people, and Romanians are not gypsies. Romani came, we thought the gypsies were from Egypt, and I don't know where they are.
Amazing. It's so long since I heard about gypsies, I forgot they even existed. Because I noticed that all the cats were dead or gone.
Oh, they kill the cats?
They eat the cats.
Yikes.
That's what I've been told.
Aren't there gypsy women that try to pretend like they're poor over here in the corner?
Yeah. Those are gypsies.
Yeah.
Amazing. Hold that right there.
Okay.
I want to just do some calls real fast.
Thank you, guys. We'll get to the rest of them later.
Yeah. Thank you all so much. We will finish up them in a minute. I want to go to Connor. Connor, a first-time call out of Chicago. Connor, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Oh, thank you so much, Jesse. I've been listening to you for so long. It's great to talk to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So my parents live on the East Coast, and I went home to see my family, and my sister and my mom, they're very Democrat. And one time I showed my sister your show, and she got so mad at me. But so me and my dad used to go to the Trump rallies. And then when I went home this time, he said, oh, I think that we should vote for Kamala. And I was like, what the?
What the?
What it, you know, I forgave them.
Right.
But that was very, like, confusing and, like, frustrating.
And your question is what?
How should I feel about this? Or what should I, you know what I mean?
You should feel zero about it. Feel nothing about it. They can't see. So just wish them well and vote the way you want to vote. How old are you?
30.
Oh, man. Yeah, vote the way you want to vote, but wish them well. They cannot see. And I know it must be disappointing to see that your father have gone on the side, which, if what you're saying is true, with his mother, with your mother, but just wish him well. He can't see either. But
yeah,
you shouldn't be
him.
Feeling anything about it. Don't be angry at them about it. Don't argue with them about it. You just wish them well, man. They cannot see.
That's good advice. Yeah, I told them, I said, well, the Democrats are lying because Nancy Pelosi said that Joe Biden should be new face on Mount Rushmore. Like, he's not telling the truth.
Yeah, but they already know, your parents know the Democrats are lying to them, but they're stuck in darkness and they can't see their way out. They know the Democrats are not the best thing for them at this point. But they may have a resentment toward Trump or Republican Party, and that resentment, which is darkness, is keeping them from doing the right thing.
Oh.
So yes. just wish them well, and you vote the way you want to vote.
Yes, for Trump.
Yeah, all the way,
the great white hope.
That's right. Thank you, Connor. Right, I appreciate you, man.
I appreciate you, too. Have a good day.
You too, buddy. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Jay. Ooh, I have to dig a hump on Jay. Jay, call back. I tried to get to you. I hit the wrong button. My bad. A first-time caller. My bad, Jay. Jay seemed like he had a serious question, too, so I think he called it right back. Yeah, let me go to Jay. Give it back to me if it's Jay. Oh, it's not Jay. Okay. If you call back, let me know, Derek. And I accidentally hung up on Jay. He had a serious question, it seems. Let me go to Blake, out of a first-time caller out of Ohio. Blake, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Blake.
Just want to tell you that you're doing great. You love all the work you do and keep on doing everything. And, just doing great.
Thank you. Thank you, Jake. I appreciate your support. Thank you.
I just wanted to tell you that I love every single polo shirt you wore. You never wore a shirt that I didn't like.
I appreciate it. Hey, Black. I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you, buddy.
Keep it up, Jesse. God bless you.
And God bless you. Thank you. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go quickly to a first-time caller out of Washington. Joshua. Hey, Joshua.
Hello?
You're on the air.
Hey, good morning.
Morning, sir.
I had a quick question. So why is it easier to control and watch your thoughts when you're by yourself as opposed to speaking with other people? Is it that you're going unconscious and
yes.
you're going back into your emotions and feelings? Or is it that, like...
100%. You're absolutely right. But if you stay with it, though, eventually it will change where whether you're talking to one person or a crowd, you're alone
yeah.
or... You're going to be conscious all the time, so it wouldn't be difficult at all. But it's only because you're being distracted, so you go into unconscious.
Okay. Yeah, that actually makes perfect sense, yeah. Okay.
So stay
can I answer the question?
The biblical question?
Well? Yeah.
What's going on Earth?
I feel like it's pretty much exactly what the question that I just asked. Other people are too focused on everyone else, but realizing what's going on inside of themselves. It's like the more you look at yourself, the more you see what's wrong with other people.
Very interesting. I want to do a follow up. I want to ask, but I can't. I got to hold my peace until Sunday. But very interesting response, though.
Yeah. Okay, appreciate that. Yeah.
Thank you, buddy. Stay with it. All right.
Thank you. You have a good rest of the day.
You too. Amazing. Jay.
J.
Jesse, what's up, man? How's it going?
All is well. Let me tell you this. I accidentally hung up on you. Are you able to call me back tomorrow, and I'll take your call as soon as you call in?
Yes, sir. I'm going to call you tomorrow.
Okay, make sure you remind the person. Answer the phone that I asked you to call back today, all right? I mean tomorrow.
Okay. Thanks, Jesse.
All right, bud. I appreciate you. Oh, amazing. I am Austin, a first-time caller out of Florida. Jonathan out of Nebraska. And the rest of the call, I'm out of time. But listen, you're going to love working on yourself if you ever get started. Because once you wake up, you can't go back to sleep, right? So start working on you. You are your world. As adult, parents are responsible for their children. But you are your world. Work on you. Do the silent prayer. Forgive your mother. Don't let anyone tell you, including the devil, to tell you, oh, you don't need to forgive your mother. He's lying to you. If you want to enter into the kingdom of heaven, you got to forgive your mama, too. All mamas screwed up. So you got to forgive your mother and your father. Do the silent prayer, and the rest will happen. All right? Whatever. Thanks for your support. We'll finish those super chats that we left off today. We'll do that tomorrow. The Hate Report is coming up now. Tomorrow is Bible Thumper Thursday. What the? Bible Thumper Thursday. We love the Bible Thumpers. So, I am out of time. The Hate Report coming up. And after that, Joel Friday TV. And at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, the American Anchor Baby. Have a good day, y'all. Bye. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, bro. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal. Young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.